Hi, this is Vikas Dubey, BA Part 2 Faculty of Social Sciences. Now, the next poet of the poetry, Weston Hugh Arden, or W.H. Arden. Life and Work. W.H. Arden has rightly been regarded as one of the most remarkable poets of the modern era. As Stephen says about his work, delicate, highly intellectual, technical, dazzling, at times wise poetry and aloof commentator. So he occupies a very important place both as a poet and playwright. Weston Hugh Arden was born on February 21, 1907. He was the son of a doctor named George Arden. He started his education at Graham's School, Holt. Later he studied at Christchurch, Oxford. From the very college days, he was recognized as a leading poet of his generation. He was the joint editor of Oxford Poetry with C. De Lewis. So far as Arden's life is concerned, he is a multidimensional man. He is a poet. He is a critic. He is a dramatist. He is a master. He is a professor. He is a metry man. He works with a film unit. He travels on tour to Germany, Spain, America, and many places. In 1938, W.H. Arden married Erica Mann, daughter of Thomas Mann, the famous novelist, and in 1939 took a post at Ann Arbor University, Michigan, USA. In 1949, he adopted American citizenship. By this time, he had already written poems and plays. In 1956, he returned again to England and became professor of poetry at the Oxford University. But he died in America in 1973. So far as his works are concerned, they are following. Poems, The Orators, the Dance of Death, Sook Stranger, Spain, Another Time, New Year, Letter, The Age Anxiety, Nuns, The Shield of Achilles, etc. Drama, The Dig Beneath Thy Skin, On the Frontier, etc. Criticism, The H.F. Flood, Poets of English Language, The Diary Hand, The Magic Flute, etc. Arden as a poet. Arden is a revolutionary poet. He brings a cult, a new creed, and a new nation in English poetry. Arden is not only a mixer of Hopkins and Eliot, but sometimes more. And this something more is very mysterious. He is really a poet because he has seen the world. He is a communist. He is a spiritualist. He believes in Freud. He believes in Plato. He writes about love, about lust, and about sex. Physical love, sexual love, lustful love, platonic love, philosophic love, and spiritual love he has given. No doubt he is a revolutionary poet. Arden is a living poet. His feelings have been fully drawn in the tears of proletariat. Most of his life is spent in England and America. Both are anti-proletariat. Naturally, the mind of Arden moves both the sides. A very complicated philosophy Arden possesses, his poetic philosophy is with a figure of oxymoron. By soul, he is a communist, but by surrounding, he is a capitalist. So, life of his poetry reveals his personalities. Arden is a psychological poet. What word wants is only sex. Freud believed and Arden believes in Freud. So he writes, "Lay your sleeping head, my love human, on my faithless arm. Time and fever burns away individual beauty form." He starts from Freud, goes to Plato, and then comes on Indian spiritualism. So he believes in the theory of from Cupid to Freud, which loves was dealt, that love is merely worldly guilt. Ultimately, spiritual love gives him power to know the reality of the world. In the poetry of Arden, everything can be seen. There is an example of the Psychology of negative love. Not a whisper, not a thought, not a kiss nor log be lost. Arden believes in social psychology and social justice, so sometimes his poems becomes prophetic. Sometimes looks as a lover, sometimes he looks as a teacher, sometimes he looks like a leader, and sometimes like a philosopher. When in his poem Unknown Citizen, he says, "Was he free? Was he happy?" The world, the life, the times Arden has seen from the field, from the farm, from the forest, from the palace, and from the hut, he has seen all. So his poetry presents the age, the phrase, and the era of his environment. He is a poet of his time. He is the poet of the century. He is a poet of all the time, because he presents the psychology of human being. He warns his readers to know the problems of human life. He believes in the theory of live and let live. But this theory came in him when he is fully in nature. Arden is a modern poet with modern heart and mind. He presents modernity in his poetry. Modernity is merely in sex, as he writes, "My love lies in my arm till break of day." He is a symbolist too. His symbols are revolutionary. In his poem The Dance of Death, he presents the dragon of the capitalist. There the throes light how the poor are looted by the power. Thus there is a conclusion that W.H. Arden is a poetic philosopher with a critic mind. Four philosophies are running in the mind of Arden: Freud philosophy, communist philosophy, humanistic philosophy, spiritual philosophy. Arden presents only love. He must have a style which touches the heart and mind. His style is sparking sprung rhythm. He takes sprung rhythm from Hopkins and takes a sparking style of Eliot. In The Wasteland, he writes sometimes in blank verse, sometimes in couplets, sometimes in a song form, sometimes without a style. A strange artist, imaginative, realistic, full physical, full spiritual. As his mood moves, his style changes. His every poem has a new style because he has a living mind as a poetic philosopher. His style is fully psychological. When he writes for youth, he follows Freudism. When he writes for mature, he follows the humanism. And when he writes for the common man, he follows spiritualism. So his style is very complicated. He follows mainly philosophical style, intellectual style, realistic style, narrative, descriptive, deductive, serious, satirical style, and so on. Then the diction, there is fiction, there is charm, there is lyricism, sometimes prosaic, sometimes poetic, sometimes so harsh, sometimes sweet. There are figures, there is clumsiness. Arden uses both English, American, as well as British. So at many occasions, he uses the words of both countries. He is also a symbolist, so he uses many figures. Thus, we come to conclusion that Arden is a living and immortal poet. He fights for freedom of the proletariat and the poor. He is leader of the intellectual revolution. Through poetry, he wants to bring peace and prosperity on the earth. He wants to bring spirituality in the world. He is a complete poet